Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy.
Welcome, friends of Be Calm on Awe Island. Before we begin, we have a message for our caring adults. We've updated our Awe Island merchandise. Now you have three options for your relaxing t-shirt, blanket, or sweatshirt, including our brand new Dragon Breath design. Go to our website, aweisland.com, and order a comfy t-shirt from our merchandise page. Your purchase is one way to support our team, so we can keep providing you with original stories and meditations. Thank you for your help.
If you love listening to our stories and meditations, please become a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there, an extra story each week to relax to, and so much more. Join us on Patreon to help us grow and bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax. Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's relax with three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, water will help your body relax. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your soothing pool? The sun is sparkling on the water, inviting you in. Imagine stepping into the warm pool and sitting down in the clear, clean water. Water hugs you as you lie back in the safe pool. Think about your feet. Focus on how they feel as they float in the water. The water slips and slides between your toes. Does the water tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the water float your body up and breathe like a dragon in and out. Think about your legs. How do they feel? Let the water support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and enjoy the gentle rocking of the warm water in the pool, back and forth, back and forth. Focus on your back. How does it feel? Relax into the warm water and breathe like a dragon in and out. The soft water holds and gently rocks you as you float on the surface. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the water to massage them as it flows between. Your hands soften in the warm water. Relax and enjoy feeling light and calm as you float on the soft water. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Let the water gently circle them and lift them to the water's surface with your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing. Notice the lightness in your body as you float on the water. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the water. Breathe like a dragon in and out. The water hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel your head sway from side to side with the soft motion of the water. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the water gently rocks your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. As you float, allowing the water to support your body, you relax even more. Now, feel your entire body floating as water lifts your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax as the water rocks you back and forth, back and forth, and enjoy its cozy hug as you float on the surface. Let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths as you continue to float. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and imagine fire flowing out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Dragonfly Dance. Sunshine filtered down through the branches of the trees in the forest. Spots of light shined on the still waters of the pond. From a distance, it was difficult to tell where the pond ended and the forest began. The forest trees reflected back as if the pond was a great mirror. As the trees admired the quiet stillness of the moment, a breeze gently ruffled their leaves and tickled the surface of the pond. Ripples formed across the water, and the sunlight sparkled where the pond had wiggled free of the quiet. Dharma, the dragonfly, had been admiring the forest's beauty as she hovered over the little pond. Now that the breeze had stirred things up a bit, she laughed. The trees wobbled in their reflections with the movement on the pond, and Dharma danced from one end of the pond to the other. Smiling at the white lotus and the purple water lilies, she zipped in and around the flowers. The little dragonfly wondered at how the lotus sprung up from the water as she danced, twirling around their bright petals. The water lilies floated with a gentle rock as the breeze rippled the pond. Dharma continued to dance. A frog hopped onto the lily pad and croaked a ribbit, admiring the dragonfly ballet. Dharma smiled politely and zigzagged along the edge of the pond. She hovered once more as she noticed the ripples across the pond begin to smooth out. The pond became as still as glass, and the flowers and trees appeared crystal clear in the watery mirror again. Dharma noticed that there seemed to be another dragonfly staring right at her. The other dragonfly was a shimmering blue-green, just like Dharma. When Dharma zigged, the other dragonfly zigged. When Dharma zagged, the other dragonfly zagged. And when Dharma hovered, the other dragonfly hovered. Dharma remembered that the pond was still once again, and it reflected the trees and flowers very accurately. So she flew away from the pond, and so did the other dragonfly. Dharma picked up a tiny pebble and carried it back to the pond. The other dragonfly seemed to have a pebble too. Now Dharma tested her theory and tossed the pebble into the pond. Ripples flowed out from the spot where the pebble splashed down, and the image of the other dragonfly began to wobble and shake. Dharma was right. That dragonfly was her reflection. She laughed and looked for a place to rest. The dragonfly found a nice warm spot. It was green, and there was something red lying on it as well. Then, two purple eyes opened and looked at Dharma with a smile. Then, achoo! It was the sweet dragon. Dharma had tickled the dragon's nose. She flew off to a safe distance and smiled back. The dragon rubbed its nose and looked at the dragonfly, sorry to have sneezed her away. Dharma zigzagged over and hovered just above the dragon's nose. She gave the dragon a hug to show that she was okay, and off she went to find a spot to rest. The dragonfly found it, just a little ways away. There was a cozy rock sitting in the sunlight. Dharma landed on it and felt the warmth flow into her legs. The dragon settled on it with a deep sigh. And then she yawned. Dharma relaxed, wished everyone happiness and peace, and thought of all she had to be grateful for. The little dragonfly was grateful to have a beautiful pond to rest by. She was happy to have seen the calm pond as well as the rippling waters. Dharma was especially thankful to dance amongst the flowers and trees. With that thought, the dragonfly felt the rock's warmth fill her body. She gave herself a hug and relaxed on the warm rock. Dharma closed her magnificent eyes and took a deep dragon breath in and out. The little dragonfly took another dragon breath, calming her body. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. Her mind quieted, and Dharma fell asleep, dreaming of new dances around the pond. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.